Hey there, beautiful minds. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindfulness guru, and trust me, that journey has been a wild ride. Today we're diving deep into something super powerful. Practicing self-awareness through mindfulness exercises. You know, ever felt like you're living on autopilot? Just going through the motions without really being present? Yeah, that feeling. It happens to all of us, but guess what? We can totally ditch that autopilot mode and become more aware of ourselves, our thoughts, feelings, and even those little physical sensations we often ignore. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness sounds like a bunch of fancy yoga pants and incense sticks. But hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about taking simple steps to bring more awareness into your everyday life, which honestly can make a world of difference in how you handle stress, navigate relationships, and even just feel good in your own skin. So, let's get real for a second. Here are 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. Number 1, self-awareness is like the GPS of your life. It helps you understand your thoughts and emotions so you can make choices that align with your values and goals, no more aimless wandering. Think of it like this. If you're constantly reacting to things without really thinking about why, you're essentially letting your autopilot take the wheel. But when you cultivate self-awareness, you become the driver, making conscious decisions based on what truly matters to you. Number 2, mindfulness isn't just about meditation. It's about bringing that same focused attention to any activity, big or small, from washing dishes to having a tough conversation. When you fully engage in the present moment, you actually experience more joy and satisfaction. Ever notice how time flies when you're engrossed in something you love? That's mindfulness in action. Number 3, paying attention to your body is key. Your physical sensations are like little messengers telling you what you need a break, a hug, a glass of water. Learning to tune into these signals can prevent burnout and help you make healthier choices. Think about it. When was the last time you really checked in with yourself physically? How did your body feel? Maybe you were tense, maybe you felt relaxed. Paying attention to those signals is like having an internal compass guiding you towards what feels good. Number 4, don't be afraid to embrace discomfort. Growth often happens outside of our comfort zones. But by practicing mindfulness, we can learn to observe discomfort without judgment and move through it with more grace. Think about that time you faced a challenging situation. How did you react? Did you freeze up, get defensive, or try to run away? Mindfulness helps us develop the courage to face our fears and embrace opportunities for growth. And finally, remember that self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. Even 5 minutes of mindful breathing each day can make a huge difference. It's like learning a new language. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are totally worth it. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, feeling that familiar surge of frustration. Instead of getting caught up in anger, take a moment to notice your breath, the sensations in your body, and the sounds around you. You might realize that your grip on the steering wheel is tightening, your heart rate is increasing, and you're even starting to think negative thoughts about other drivers. By simply observing these physical and mental sensations without judgment, you create space between yourself and the anger. You can choose to respond to the situation with more calmness and understanding, rather than letting frustration take over. This is the power of mindfulness, transforming stressful moments into opportunities for growth and awareness. So there you have it. Remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself with kindness and curiosity. Take those simple steps, practice consistently, and watch your world transform. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to self-awareness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox for daily doses of mindfulness and inspiration. Until next time, stay mindful, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.